This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. The two-day visit starting Tuesday comes less than a month after Congress approved a long-delayed foreign assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, much of which will go toward replenishing badly depleted artillery and air defense systems. It's Blinken's fourth trip to Kyiv since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of 2022. U.S. officials say Blinken will underscore the Biden administration's commitment to Ukraine's defense and long-term security. Ukrainian officials and commanders say Russian troops are locked in intense battles with Ukrainian soldiers in the embattled town of Avchonks and are pushing ahead with a ground offensive that opened a new front to put pressure on overstretched Ukrainian forces. Moscow's renewed northeast offensive, launched late last week, is the most significant border incursion since the full-scale invasion began. By Monday, only 200 to 300 residents remained in the area, according to the governor, as Russian forces closed in from three sides. By intensifying offensive operations, Russia seeks to stretch Ukraine's forces thin and forge breakthroughs ahead of the arrival of much-needed new munitions from U.S. and European allies not expected to reach the battlefield for 2 months. Aid workers are struggling to distribute dwindling food to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by what Israel says is a limited operation in Rafah. The two main crossings near the southern Gaza City have been closed for over a week. The UN says 360 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week out of 1.3 million who are sheltering there before that operation began. This is VOA News. The star prosecution witness at Donald Trump's hush money trial says that Trump was intimately involved with all aspects of a scheme to stifle stories about sex that threatened to torpedo his 2016 campaign. The revelation came Monday from Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, in a matter-of-fact testimony that went to the heart of the former president's trial. Cohen said everything required Trump's sign-off. In hours of highly anticipated testimony, Cohen placed Trump at the center of the hush money plot. He said the then candidate had promised to reimburse the lawyer for the money he fronted. He also said that Trump was constantly updated about behind-the-scenes efforts to bury stories feared to be harmful to Trump's overall campaign. Millions of Indians across 96 constituencies are casting their ballots as the country's gigantic six-week-long election edges past its halfway mark. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third term with an eye on winning a supermajority in Parliament. Monday's polling is the fourth round of the multi-phase national elections, offering crucial seats for Modi's party. In several states, most polls predict a win for Modi's BJP, which is up against a broad opposition alliance. The staggered election will run until June 1st before votes are actually counted on June 4th. Almost 970 million voters will cast their ballots, and this election, that is more than 10% of the world's population. The 148th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is underway, marking the start of the traditional judging that leads to the Best in Show prize to be awarded Tuesday night. Semifinals began Monday night with semifinalists chosen in all seven. The 148th Westminster Show kicked off Saturday with an agility competition. It was won by Mixed Breed Dog for the first time since Westminster added the event in the year 2014. Nearly 40 homes were destroyed and dozens more were seriously damaged during severe weather last week in southwestern Michigan, Kalamazoo County. The lost homes included 24 mobile homes near Portage, the county's emergency management office said in an update. The National Weather Service confirmed four tornadoes in the region on May 7th, including one in Kalamazoo area, 140 miles west of Detroit, Michigan. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.